are in chapter 32 of Igeres HaKodesh. This is the last chapters on page 304 on the top numbers, which is also Kuf Nun Beis Amud Beis on the top numbers. This letter is not an appeal letter. It is a thank you letter.
A thank you letter, yes. Interesting.
And it was pointed out, the Rebbe points out that Igeres HaKodesh starts with a thank you letter, thanking people for the good news that they are to set up the whole Chalukas HaShas,
right,
and that people are going to be learning together communally, and that they're going to be engaged in davening. Mm-hmm. And in this letter, he thanks people for actually giving money to his causes in Eretz Yisrael. Rather than requesting money, he's thanking people for the money that they gave, the good news that he got from the Gaboyim of all the money that was collected. Hence this whole deal. So just as it is that the first letter of Igeres HaKodesh starts Poischim Bebracha, we begin with a bracha because it's a sense of gratitude. So this letter also starts with Baruch Hashem Chelem Upoel Yadam Yirtza, that Hashem should bless their substance and make their word the work of their hand acceptable. Leratz and lifnei Hashem tamid, that they should be desired before Hashem constantly. Kayitain v'kay yosif Hashem, and so Hashem should give them, and Hashem should increase. La'amitz libam gibigurim, that to strengthen their heart, to make their hearts courageous in their strength. V'nadiv al nadivus yikum, with all of their donations that they have pledged. Li'ez gadol ma'ase b'chol ir. Uminion, that you see what great accomplishments has been done in every city, in every congregation. And that they have given tzedakah, as it says, that his righteousness stands forever. Okay? That's sort of like the topic sentence. Okay? It's not exactly, you can't really call it a pasuk. He says that it's a parody of Deuteronomy 33:11, okay, which, because he has a couple of words to it. This is the bracha that that Moshe gave to Levi, and that Levi should be like the Kli Kodesh, they should be like the religious leaders of the congregation, and that they should always constantly, he adds in, it should be constantly, whatever you do, it should be constantly favorable in the eyes of Hashem. And how is it that a person can be constantly favorable in the eyes of Hashem? Well, our relationship with Hashem really kind of sort of is, that's an oxymoron, I know, what have you done for me lately? Okay, it's true that a mitzvah is eternal. And there's nothing that a person can do to take that mitzvah away from that person once they did that mitzvah. But he's going to say over here that our relationship that we have with Hashem is based on what we are doing for that relationship to Hashem. Right. As he says, so he asks a question, or he's pointing out. The verse says, Tzedakah Emetis La'ad, that his righteousness stands forever. That sentence is grammatically perplexing because it's tzidkas soi, his righteousness, aymedes, she stands.
She stands, right, yeah.
Okay, so he points out, wait a minute, aymedes is lashon nekeva. So we're not going to say it's wrong. You can't do that in Torah. It's just like, unlike the other languages of the world, we talked about this when we did Shar Yechud Ve'amuna. Other languages, you could say, well, that's grammatically incorrect, because people got together and they decided, you know, if you're going to write something, it should be written in a certain fashion and style.
Right.
With Hebrew, it's exactly the opposite. The rules of grammar came about because this is what it says in Tanakh.
Right.
So if it says it in Tanakh and it's written, his righteousness, she stands forever, well, you got to explain why it is that way. You can't say, well, God was grammatically incorrect. It's not going to work. Okay, so what then is it? Why is it here that it says, you know what? I think Tzidkasa is also feminine, if I'm not mistaken. One second. I should go back and start the whole tape over again. Because tzedak is feminine. The word tzedak is feminine. The word tzaddik is... Yeah, tzedkasa is also feminine. The word tzedakah is feminine. I take that back. So he's comparing this with his tzedakah. What did he say tzedakah? His tzedakah stands forever. So you could answer this grammatically that the aimedah, she stands, refers to the tzedakah, which the word tzedakah is feminine. But it says his tzedakah.
His.
So, right. But his feminine tzedakah stands feminine forever. So, grammar is not one of my strong points. Well, now, so if it is feminine, what does that mean? Feminine is shemekabel his iris libay hatar megadol hamaisa. That nekeva, lashon nekeva means it's mekabel. It's a recipient. That when a person is coming to giving tzedakah, and a person has aroused his heart and of purity, and from the greatness of this deed, still, we say it stands forever. Meaning, that all tzedakah and kindness that a person does in this world, which is coming from a donation of their pure heart, this is shocking. This that a person does provides the chayas and the sustenance of the existence of this physical world until the time of Trias HaMesim. Okay? This is, we haven't had this before. That we've said that when a person does a mitzvah, so you use it. We said it last week, 2 weeks ago, that when a person does a mitzvah, so the object of the mitzvah is now getting its chayas in such a way that it bypasses sidri stalshus because it's coming directly from the Ratzon of Hashem.
Yes.
Okay. Here, what he's saying is that when a person does a mitzvah
or tzedakah,
any mitzvah.
Any mitzvah.
Yeah.
All right.
When a person does a mitzvah, so the doing of the mitzvah is what is supplying the chayis, the vitality to this world. Meaning, if no one were doing mitzvahs, then the world would die.
The world would collapse. Right.
Okay. So the world exists not for us to do mitzvahs. The world exists because we do mitzvahs.
Right.
Okay, so it's the same thing. The question is asked by the Tzemach Tzedek. There's a statement, I think it's in the Gemara, that says every word of Tanakh is the name of Hashem.
Okay.
So the question is asked in the Gemara, how many names does Hashem need?
Yeah.
You know, okay, we understand. You have the seven Shivanaya Shema Shaina Nimchakim, the seven ineffable names. When's the last time you use the word ineffable in a sentence?
Not.
Yeah. So the seven names you can't erase. And each one of those is an expression of a specific attribute of Hashem. Like it says, Chesed Kiel Kol Hayayim. Hashem is kind all the day. So that's Chesed over there. And Elohim is Gevurah.
Gevurah, right.
Okay, and so they all have, they all correspond, it's all talked about in Eitz Chaim, how, and in the Pardes, how each name corresponds to a specific sphere. So we know you have those specific names, those specific spheres. But each one of those seven names refers to an attribute of Hashem as it is in Atzilus. What has to happen now is it has to be brought down.
To here, right.
So how is it brought down? So it's brought down through the Seder Histalshalus, and picks up various manifestations along the way.
Okay.
And so that by the time that, or I can't say by the time, as it comes down to this world, so we see in Atzilus, what do you have? Let's back up a little bit. My brain is going too fast. In Atzilus, what do you have? You have 10 spheres. That's the totality of the Olam Atzilus. Okay, and it mentions over there, so you have the Heichalos, and you have Malach Matat, and you have the Neshamas, and the Tzaddikim. Okay, but as they are in Atzilus, they are totally lost in the sphere from whence they are derived.
Mm-hmm.
as it comes through down to Sederi Stahlschluss, so there is a multiplicity which is created. So that you have, in this world, you have like expressions of kindness. A smile is an expression of kindness. Sugar is an expression of kindness. Water is an expression of kindness. Yeah. And you have innumerable expressions of kindness.
Yes.
How is that there are innumerable expressions of kindness in the world? It all comes from Chesed of Atzilus. But you can say, wait a minute, there's only one Chesed of Atzilus. But as it says in Sefer HaBohir, that it's Eser Sfiris Blima. There's 10 spheres, yes.
Yes.
Ein lahem mahus, they have no substance. They're blima, they're infinite. Ein lahem sof. They are infinite, which means that within each sphere there is an infinity, which now in Atzilus is expressed it's a physics term. A singularity.
Okay.
But now you put it through the process and it goes around and around and around and around and finally comes out here. So now this infiniteness is expressed not as a singular infinity,
multiplicity,
but it's expressed in innumerable expressions of kindness. Okay. And every one of those things.
An infinity in physicality.
Correct. Every one of those things has a direct conduit back to its source, like, for example, the Chesed Vitzilus.
Sure, of course. Cool.
So therefore, every name, every word that's in Tanakh, we say is a shame. What's the shame? The shame is an expression of what the essence is.
Right, okay, of course.
So he gives an example that a person's name. What is a name of a person? A person, I always thought, until I learned his mimer, that your name was the composition of your neshama, based on Shar Yichud Ve'Amunah, because you have this different pattern, you have the different channels, and so you get a hey, a yud, a resh, and a shin, and you put them all together, and you get Hersh, and therefore my name is Hersh. Okay, but the Tzemach Tzedek says is that may be true, but what you need to go through that process for is in order for the neshama, which is bligvul, which is infinite,
to have an expression,
to be able to enclothe itself into the physical body.
Yeah, an expression.
And how is it that a person is able to enclothe itself in the individual's body? So it's not that the neshama is the letters hey, yud, resh, shin. The neshama is a davar pashut. It's a simple, uncomplicated, singular entity. In order to come into the body, it has to first enclose itself in an expression of this revelation which can relate to the body.
Right.
And then now it can relate to the body so that this physical body, which is the exact antithesis to the neshama, is able to do the ratzon of the neshama. That's through the name. Okay, so you're right, the name will indicate something about that individual, but as that individual comes into the body, which is only just an extraneous thing.
Right.
Okay, as he says in chapter 32 of Tanya, that what you see in a person is not really the person. The essence of the person, you don't see. That's never expressed. Mm. The expression that you do see is only just a very low-level expression of neshama.
Yeah.
And if it's something there that you don't like, well, that's only just because of how that person's neshama is manifest in the body. The neshama itself is exactly like yours,
right.
A davar pashut. So, he says, so therefore, when it says, so when your person does a mitzvah, so what does it mean that a mitzvah is forever? Forever means until the end of time. Time as we know it now ends at a certain time. It depends on who you ask. You could say that time changes. You could say there's a whole big discussion what's going to happen with Mashiach. Okay, by Trias Amesim.
Right.
Some opinions, this is discussed even in the Gemara, some opinions say that the world's going to be the way it is. Mm. Some others say, they don't say it in this exact words because it's too old, they didn't have the word, but some say the way it comes out is physics will entirely change. The rules of physics will be different when Mashiach comes. And time will be a whole different thing. Time, place will be a whole different thing. Okay, so if that be the case, that time and place are a whole different thing, it's like another thing altogether, so time ends when Mashiach comes.
I can see that.
Okay, so therefore, when he says that the mitzvahs are going to last till the end of time, that means yes. Until Mashiach is going to come, and then this new physics is going to take over, according to that opinion. Yes. Until the end of time? Yeah, until time ends. Exactly.
Well, he means literal, right. Then they take a different expression.
Because what's going to happen? Why is it that the physics is going to change? Right now, the world exists because, as a product of Seder Histalshelus, which is all an expression of Mamali Kolomim. The godliness has to fit specifically, directed down and channeled down into specific ways and means so that it fits into and then brings into existence
everything.
This specific entity. Comes now the time of Mashiach. And it won't be, that will not be the way that the world gets its chayas anymore.
Right.
It's going to be an expression of Soviv Kol Omen, or the recipient of Soviv Kol Omen. Soviv Kol Omen just sort of like whitewashes everything, it just bathes everything. It's all one thing.
Right.
Okay? But what's going to happen, but that's now. Soviv means things exist.
Right.
So the rock, the table, you, me, and the Malach Machoil all exist exactly the same.
Mm. Right.
What's going to happen when Mashiach comes is that Soviv Kol Omen will be the dominant force,
yes.
And there'll still be a rock, me, you, and Malach Mechoel.
Right.
But we'll be getting our chayes through Soviv, which means that I'll see myself as me, but I'll see the rock as a rock, but I'll see how the rock and me are on the same plane.
But it's not; they won't any longer appear independent.
I will see how they will. It's going to be both.
Yes, well, they'll
you will be you. You will be you, and
but I will
be me.
But they won't appear independent.
It's the word appears.
Yeah, that doesn't work. They won't have the deception of independence.
What you're going to see is the individual entity, and you'll see how the individual entity is all one with the rest
all
of creation.
Right.
You're going to see both, which right now is impossible.
Right.
Okay, because you know that when the Mishnah Magid was on his deathbed. So
yes.
He called his Hever Kedishin over there, Hever, meaning the Holy Brotherhood, and he said, I'm going to die this hour.
Yeah.
And they tried to placate him, you'd be sick, you'd be sick before, you're going to get better. He said, no, when I look at the ceiling, I see the Tzerufi Oisius Havaya, that are enlivening in the ceiling, which, if you're talking Oisius Havaya, so the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei, depends on where you're talking about, because sometimes it's Mamali, sometimes it's Soviv, sometimes it's a sphere, sometimes it's the Chayas in the sphere.
Yeah.
Depends on what you're talking about.
Okay.
So he said he saw the name Yudke Vavke as it's enlivening the ceiling.
Right.
Okay, which meant that he was going to fade out of his separate existence from Hashem.
Right.
And he did die that hour. As I wrote previously at great length in the letter from last year, which is chapter 17 of Egeres HaKodesh. And there, chapter 17 it's a pretty formidable letter. I mean, it took us a while to get through it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as long as 25 or 20, but and not as hard, but he does go into the great length, this idea of how the world is coming to existence and how tzedakah supports all these things. Mm-hmm. So, if you want a refresher, you can go back and listen on the website. V'tzar liyeis kli umachain lihislabish boi orinsei baruchu kamoi aguf gashmi. So therefore, Hashem needs a prepared vessel in which to enclose this infinite in. Just like the body has to be made into a receptacle for the soul. As we said, there's all kinds of points of comparison. That Hashem is considered, the world is considered as a big body. And the person is considered a small world.
Mm.
And just as it is that our neshama fills our body, so Hashem fills the world.
Mm.
Okay, so which means that in order, just like our neshama had to go through a process, in order to be able to relate to the body. So Hashem also had to go to a process in order to create a physical world and be able to relate infiniteness in it. And just as it is that you see the expression of the neshama by looking at a person, everybody, you can, it's very hard, I mean, you could call it something else, but everybody will see, everybody will say, I see that this person is alive. What do you call that word alive? Meaning an neshama or something else, you know, it's irrelevant, because that is this expression of infiniteness. This life that's enlivening the body is this expression of infinite, which is enclosed in it. So too it is also in the world. That the world itself expresses, the world itself is an expression of the infiniteness of Hashem as it's contained in the three dimensions. And indeed, looking at the theory of relativity and various other theories, they're trying to get to the unified theory with all of this stuff. If you look deep enough at anything, then when you get past subatomic particles and after quarks, you're left with energy.
Right.
So the energy which is in every physical thing is exactly the same energy.
The energy is in everything.
Yeah. Right. So therefore, the basic building block of every single thing is this energy. It's the infinite. It's the infiniteness of Hashem.
Right. The chayas of Hashem. Right.
We just don't have permission to see it. Ours just aren't good enough. Al derech mashal, kamosha kasev v'halay kai divarai ka'esh. So Hashem says, "Are not my words like fire?" Ma esh ainu meira ba'olam hazeh elik shen achos mislavish b'pesila kamoshu ramacha macher. I think he's taking this from someplace else, which is why it's written. I think it's a Gemara, which is why it's written in the negative. It says a fire can only exist in this world fire cannot exist in this world unless it's engrasped and enclosed in the wick.
Right.
As explained elsewhere, it's like a double negative. Mm. So it's easier to say the only way you can have a fire is if you got a wick. You got fuel. Right. If you got some kind of fuel to burn.
Right.
Means it has to be able, in order to get this expression of energy, you need to have the physical matter.
Yeah.
So that energy in the physical world is also the same thing. In order to have this world to exist the way that it is, so you have this quote-unquote fire of Hashem, or fire which is Hashem,
right.
And it's expressed through every physical thing.
Right.
V'haguf v'hakeli la'ara yisbarach humidus achasid. And the best body that Hashem has, the best way of expressing godliness in this world, is through kindness,
yeah.
V'nedivas halev, and a generous heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why it said. I mean, it's all over throughout Gemara and every Pnimi Satara. It's everywhere. It's in Chumash and Bible everywhere. The idea of gemilas chasadim.
Sure, of course.
Okay, gemilas chasad doesn't mean just to loan people money.
No.
Okay. Gemilas chasadim means to smile at somebody.
Sure, of course.
Okay, that's also considered, quote unquote, an act of kindness.
Yeah.
Okay, so those expressions that we do says that expresses the greatest amount of godliness and opens up and makes the world a big keli.
Yes.
There's a story involving Shlomo Kunin, the head shliach in California.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I have all these details correct. There's not many details. He was having big money problems.
Huh.
I think at one point it was like $17 million or $40 million in debt. Some number.
Whatever.
It's like, you
some
know,
astronomical
something amount. Something would cause somebody to jump off a bridge. You know,
yeah,
it's
sure,
just like,
right.
So he doesn't know what it was going to happen. I'm not sure. I don't know the numbers.
It's irrelevant. Lots.
So he's in a hospital. He's doing some kind of like visiting people on like a Friday. He's bringing like flowers and challah and stuff like this around.
Right.
And there's a lady there whose husband is like really sick.
Yeah.
And so he says hello to her. How are you? And he sees that she's like very, very distraught. He talks to her for a couple of minutes. And I think she had Yenamaisa. And sometime shortly thereafter, she died. Mm. And she left him, I'm not sure again the number, $40 million in her will. And there was a whole big fight. You can imagine the probate that went on for that, and the amount of money that was involved, and he had a big tearing up the mortgage party when he finally won. So, and then he went, then he said he had enough money to start like a zillion Chabad houses after that, and that's when California took off, was after famous the will. How was that will conveyed? Was through an expression of kindness.
Right, sure, of course, exactly.
Okay, it was the kindness that was, which caused this godly to flow to him.
Yes.
He needed, I tell people, if you got debt, let Hashem pay it.
You know? Exactly.
My debts, I didn't create the debts. These are debts that are created by God. It's all the debts I have are Ashgacha practice. Let God pay off my debts. So, right. But you have to make a keli. You have to do something in order for Abel to get the debts to come in.
Right.
This expression of kindness and of generosity to give and to influence life, to flow life, to one that has nothing of their own. Okay? This expression, Laman Delesle Megarmi Klum, by the way, to one who has nothing of its own, actually refers to the moon. It says about the moon.
Yeah, sure, of course.
The moon, there's no such thing as moonlight.
Right.
Okay, so even though the moon is referred to as a Mara Gadol, it's one of the great, Mara Katan is one of the great luminaries, but unless there's things happen out there that physics doesn't know about, what the moon is doing is bouncing sunlight.
Sure, of course it is.
Okay, but we don't say, hey, that's reflected sunlight. We say it's moonlight.
Moonlight, right.
Okay, so, and that's what it says, that the moon has nothing of its own. It's expressing the kindness of the sun. It absorbs some of it, of course, obviously.
Right.
It does. It is like 220 degrees on the surface of the sun during the day.
Moon. Yes. Moon.
Yeah. During 220 degrees on the surface of the moon.
Moon. Right.
Yes.
During the day.
So it is absorbing something. It's not all reflecting
right,
back.
Of course. Right.
But we get. I don't know what. I couldn't even tell you what percentages. I don't know the.
I don't know the physics.
But. It's nothing of its own.
Yeah, and what does everybody call it?
Moonlight.
Exactly.
So this then, so we're doing this with acts of kindness to another person also. Right. This person has nothing of their own, but when you give it to them, guess what? They have.
Right.
Okay, and how we know, what's the maximum amount of tzedakah that you can give to a person?
All they need.
Yes, exactly. Once a person says, I have everything that I need, you don't have to give me any more, right. It's no longer a mitzvah to give that person tzedakah.
Right.
So, because what has happened? You gave this person all this money, but there's a transference. That's called kinyan. Right. It's one of the most basic principles in halacha and modern and modern society, all societies,
right.
Is a transference of properties.
Right.
It's now his.
Right.
He didn't have anything. Everything, you know... Make it clear. Everything you have is because of me. Okay, good. No. So what? It's mine now. So there was that transference. Moshe Kosov Tikkuna Vekama Gufin Tikkuna Line Vizkori Tikkuna Dochesta Duru Yamina. And how many bodies does Hashem have already? Same type of a question. So it says that you have prepared them, and this preparation is called Chesed, which is the right side, the right arm. The kol haguf nichlo b'yamin, and the whole body comes from the right side. You might say Hashem is right-handed.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is why most people are right-handed, and the people that are left-handed, we just say, well, they're right-handed, just born backwards. Because everywhere in Shulchan Aruch it says that an eiter yad, a left-handed person, puts on. Smalai, he puts the tefillah on his left hand, for example. Shehu yaminai shalai, that's his right hand, is what
yes,
it says.
Yes,
that's
correct.
The expression that it uses.
His right hand, right.
Okay, meaning the right hand is still the dominant.
Right.
It's just that this guy happens to be born backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, he's right-handed, standing the wrong way.
Yeah.
Okay, so the major influence in this world, believe it or not, is kindness.
Yes.
And everything in the world is an expression of kindness.
Yes, it is.
Even those things which are an expression of Gevurah and Teferis and Ezahar Yisrael, they are all an expression of kindness, because kindness is where they're all coming from. V'kach amar ha-payet levushei tzedakah. And so the poet says, it's one of those things I like to show people that English words come from Hebrew. Payet means a poet.
Aha, okay.
That's where the word comes from. He translates it composer. Mm. So probably the verb lifayet means to compose.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But a poet comes from the word payet.
Mm.
Okay. So it says levushi tzedakah, garments for the righteousness, garments for the tzedakah.
Right.
V'zeh shomer is all in tzedakah mishalemes ela lefi chesed sheba. And this is what our sages say, that tzedakah is only paid back according to the kindness in it.
Ooh.
Okay, this is
a very powerful statement.
Yeah. This is a Gemara.
That's
a Gemara Sukkah.
That's a powerful statement.
Yes. So we know that there are 8 different ways to give tzedakah. Okay, one of the levels higher than another level is if you give somebody tzedakah, you smile at them when you give it
right.
to them.
Right.
As opposed to just giving them tzedakah.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so that even shows that the tzedakah is not just I feel obligated, I have to give it to you. No, I got a couple of bucks, I got to give you. That is a level of tzedakah.
Sure, of course it is.
And even if a person is giving tzedakah for an ulterior motive,
it's still tzedakah.
It's still tzedakah.
Right.
Yes, anybody who wants 18-inch letters on my building, I will definitely take their money.
Yes.
Okay, so, but... I would prefer that if when they give me that check, which was compensate to those 18-inch letters, that they at least be smiling and shake my hand when they give it to me.
Indeed, yes.
So, because it's because we want it to be an expression of kindness.
Sure,
that makes it, that causes it, what it's doing is it's sort of like, it's piggybacking now. Every
yes.
mitzvah is coming down here,
right.
But now it's piggybacking. You should pardon the expression. Maybe she'd say duckbacking or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Cowbacking.
Please.
It's piggybacking on. Do pigs piggyback?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't know where the expression
comes from. I don't have a clue where it came from.
Okay. On this kindness which is coming down into the world, making that mitzvah that the person does come down just that much easier.
Right.
So kindness is like the lubrication that gets
yes.
it all working.
Yes.
Shenamar zara libam o litzedaka katsuru. As it says, that you plant, what's planted for you is the tzedakah that you reap. Lefi chesed shehakatsur hu gilei hazareya hatamuna ba'aretz. According to the kindness that you reap, this refers to the revelation of the seed which is hidden in the ground. Okay, meaning you could plant, from today until tomorrow, but you're not guaranteed anything's going to come up.
Mm.
Okay, and it's all because we talked about this, about the power of growth and the relationship
sure,
to
sure,
the seed,
sure.
and everything
yeah,
has to be
yeah.
just right. Okay, if you're getting your seed from Monsanto, it's going to be sterile. You know this whole business over here.
Yes.
I'm not making political statements, but I don't have to worry because Monsanto is not a sponsor of mine. So too also, all the charity, all the acts of goodness that Jews do during the time of Gaulus, who tamuna v'nisteris adzman hatria. It's hidden, the real expression of Varef, the effect of what we're doing. Okay, so this guy's happy you gave him a couple of bucks. And what's going to happen next week? The couple of bucks is not going to be there anymore. It's gone. He wants a couple of more bucks. But the fact that that person gave that tzedakah last week, that's eternal.
Right.
And it's not going to be really appreciated what it was that that person accomplished by giving that person that money until Mashiach comes, when we say that the laws of physics change, and we'll see the effect of the godliness brought down into this physical world, in the physical world.
Yes.
V'yar orin se baruch hu ba'olam hazeh hagashmi. And what will happen is the infiniteness of Hashem will be revealed in this physical world. V'ihu v'garmehu chad. And you'll see how Hashem and all of his effects meaning the physical world at this point, is usually referred to the Kalim of Atzilus, but, so not just the Kalim of Atzilus you see as one, because that's easy to describe, because they're nothing more than Elokus.
Right.
But even the Kalim, meaning the vessel, the vehicles, the tools by which the godliness is being conveyed in this physical world, you'll also see how it's nothing more than Hashem.
Yes.
So you'll see the 10 spheres of Tzilus, and for sure, how much more so, the infiniteness will be expressed through the expression of the Soviv Kolomim, this great encompassing light. We even get that. Such that Tzilus, big deal. You want to see Atzilus? So what? Atzilus.
It's just a starting point.
Some spheres, some this. It's not even the starting point.
Not really. It's just a place to begin to gather it.
It says greater is the incomparability between Atzilus and Hashem than us and Atzilus.
Us and Atzilus, of course.
Lefichach nikras tzedakah lashon nekeva. That's why in this expression of tzedkasa aimedis la'ad, the word tzedakah there, the word aimedis is feminine to indicate the feminine aspect of the tzedakah, shemekabelas ha'orim ha'orim zovibo, kol omim. That the tzedakah that the person is doing is receiving this infinite expression of zoviv. Hamislavish b'teirah ba'olam is a hagashni b'zman hatchia, which is expressed in this world when Mashiach comes. That's one way of looking at it. But there's a masculine aspect as well.
Okay.
You have another verse. It says, "Tzedek lefanav yahaylach," that righteousness will go before him.
Before him.
That there, the word tzedek lefanav yahaylach are all lashon zachar. They're all masculine words.
Right.
But the word tzedek implies kindness. So here we are, as we're going through this whole thing, that tzedakah is an expression of the feminine aspect, so we could be makabel, and we should be receiving the godliness, and then which will be expressed later. So what's his business over here? Zachar implies mashpia, giving. So it says, v'hu midas ha-chesed ha-mis'ores b'lev ha-odem ma'atzmai. This, that a person is giving tzedakah, it says the way of tzedakah the person should go, and it's all masculine, is that this is an arousal from below. This is what the person is doing themselves. Al yedei his oiris ha'avos Hashem b'kriyashma b'davka bay, through a person. Now, how does this come about? Is the whole process of davening.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, because the Alter Rebbe is bringing this in, because the Alter Rebbe didn't want people to just like sit back and receive. The Alter Rebbe wanted this because it's if someone, the expression is, if someone gives you, it may be higher, but if you do it yourself, it's better. Is the Yiddish expression.
Yeah.
Okay? So the Alter Rebbe was saying, okay, fine. So you're giving the tzedakah. Where'd you get the money from to give the tzedakah? You have to work for it. And how, what did you get? You could work today until tomorrow and nothing's going to happen unless Hashem gives it to you. Okay? Yeah. Likewise, you could not work today until tomorrow if you had the right money. We talked about this before. Hashem will still give it to you.
Right.
But this now, this is a love which is spurred on by us. We started it. This person sits and he thinks about Hashem Echad and develops this idea of Yahavtes, Hashem Elokecha, and what does he want to do? Is an expression of this, L'davka bay, to cleave to Hashem, L'maser nafshi, be'echad, v'chol ma'edecha, kipshutei. That, not that it says b'chol ma'edecha, meaning with all your money, like Rashi says, but b'chol ma'edecha means way past your nefesh.
Yeah. With all of your life.
Even more than that.
Yeah.
Okay? So that all comes, that's all being generated from us.
Yes.
The person sits,
yes,
and he thinks,
yes,
and he's,
yes, yes,
and he's,
yes,
getting in the groove on his own accord. Now, so then what happens though? That when a person gets aroused, it says the face that you show in the water is the face that reflects back. Mm. And so too it is with the heart of Adam. The explains the Cain says the verse explains over there that the face that you show to somebody else is the face that you're going to get back, and the emotion, the feeling that you have for somebody else is going to be emotion that you're going to get back.
Yes, yes.
So you're showing an emotion towards Hashem, who's called Adam HaElyon, the supernal man. So you'll get back from Adam HaElyon Yisrusa de la'ela, an arousal from above. This is not that Hashem did it. Hashem is not giving you the money at this point. You are starting it. You're the initiator.
Right.
And you're the one who wants to come close to Hashem. And you're the one who's getting excited for. And because you want to get excited, this really fits in that the relationship that you want to have with Hashem is the relationship that you're going to want to have with Hashem. But you have to want it.
Right.
Whatever it is that you want, that's what you're going to wind up with. This is what it means. Before him, he will go. That with this, when a person, through davening and through recognizing the presence of Hashem in our lives, a person draws down the aspect of panim, as it says, Yisa Hashem panav eilecha, Hashem will turn his pnimius, his innerwardness, to you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a realm which is higher than Atzilus. And bring that down here. Okay, ace lekatzer. And it says this is the proper times like to reap, to reward. V'kol toiv mehem lo yivatzer hateva Hashem letevim al yisharim b'livosim b'nashem tidrashenu. And it says Hashem will do good to those who do good and those who are straight in their heart as the wish of him who seeks it. You want it? You'll get it, but you got to want it.
Got to want it, right.
Interesting, it doesn't say, Nislachu Kuntrizachar, it just stops. That's it, done. Because right now it says Kuntrizachar Malkama Parakim. You know, so, to be continued.